Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is I, Lady Y. Good morning, USA. Good morning, America. God is good when all the time. When in doubt, we pray it out over here. Good morning, America. Today is Good Friday. How to do, how to do. I'm feeling good. And how about you? Yes, today is Feel Good Friday, okay? You're supposed to feel good today. Yes, this feels like a feel good day. Now, see, even though it is I, Lady Y, all over the world, let me talk to you. It's your girl. Today is Feel Good Friday. We just gonna shorten it, babe. We gonna call it Good Friday. All right, I know you're feeling good, so we gonna call it Good Friday. All right, good morning, America. Good morning. Okay, enough with the intro. You know, okay, and this is for any of my new listeners. If I have any new listeners today, I appreciate you. I thank you for giving me some of your time. I know you could be out here doing listening to any other podcast, because Lord know we got a lot. Let's throw a little shade. Okay, it is all why everybody got a podcast now. Okay, when I say everybody, I mean everybody. All right, let's just get into the topics, okay, of the week. And baby, they some juicy topics, okay? There's some juicy topics, so let's just get into it. We're gonna go one at a time today, okay? Because we got quite a few now, allegedly. Okay, first on the roster list, all right, is Mr. Will Smith. Hey, how to do, sir, beautiful. Okay, do y'all know that they got another Bad Boy? Is it Bad Boy 4? Is it Bad Boy 3? Is it Bad Boy 4? I don't know. I'm getting a little confused, but I do know one thing. Okay, what is it, Miss Twang? I do know one thing. What's the one thing? I'm going to be up there looking for Martin Lawrence and Mark Lazare. You got me twisted. Those are two of my favorite actors, and they are together. Listen, they know the assignment. That's what I'm saying. Those two fellas, chocolate and vanilla. Okay, I might add. All right. I love the combination. I love the combo. They know what works. They know what the people love. They know what their fans love, and they give it to us. And I appreciate them. Listen, that's why, let me tell y'all something. It is I, Lady Y, and today is Feel Good Friday all over the world. Okay, listen, that's why I love these two together. I love me some Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, okay? Bad Boy 4 is coming up. That's why I said in my mind, I don't really want to meet my stars. I want to see them from afar and wave at them, because in my head, they the shit, and I don't want to change, you know, that image that I have for my stars. In my head, okay? So I don't want to meet them. If I see them, I just want to wave at them. I don't even want them to open their mouth. Because, see, in my head, these two, I call them, and this is just my opinion. It is I, Lady Y. Today is Feel Good Friday. And I'm talking about my two actors that I love seeing work together as a combination. They know the assignment. They get the shit. Everybody, I'm just saying, y'all don't get it, okay? With everybody else, it's always the ego thing. Okay, it's always the ego thing. But these two, they can do it. They got the assignment. Right. And they finna do it. No, they work together, good collaboration. Right? Because, you know, sometimes stars have a bad day. Why you don't want to meet your stars? Those are your two favorite guys right there. Right? That's why I say, listen, let me tell y'all something. I love my favorite stars. And this goes to my favorite stars. Be who you want to be. Okay, no, on the real, hold on, is it right there? No. On the real, live your life to the fullest. And the reason why I'm saying it is, we finna talk about it right now. The reason why I don't want to meet my stars, because stars have bad days too, y'all. They human too. And what if I come up to them on one of their bad days and they be like, look, ho, get away from me, no interviews. Look, I ain't signing that paper. What's that paper? No autograph. Get your ass out of here. You know, everybody have a bad day. And then, you know, we so soft, lady. Not me. I'm still the same. I'm still rough and tough with our afro puff. Right. But y'all kind of, you know, puffs. For real. So people get their feelings hurt when people can't be themselves, when they can't be human. So I'm going to wave at my stars from afar. Right. Because, listen, let me tell you. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence is my favorite comedians. Them two together. Birds of a feather. You know, with that type of shit right there, if I had good acting chemistry with somebody, I wouldn't mind what my grandmama used to always say, don't hang with that boy. Because birds of a feather flock together. I would have hung with that boy right there. You understand me? It is our Lady Wild. Today is Feel Good Friday, and we just going to call it Good Friday. Now, why are you talking about the dynamic duo, may I ask you, may? I'm talking about it because, you know, they got Bad Boy 4 coming out. I'm going to go see that. I think it's Bad Boy 4. I'm going to go see that just to look at my fellas. Just to look at them, I swear to God. Now, the reason why I'm talking about it because my boo was on, I don't know who he was talking to this week. Don't even get me the line, but it's somebody important. He was on somebody talk show, podcast, something, okay? And my man said, go ahead, say it slow to why. Say it slow because you don't understand it. And half of us America out here don't understand it, but we about to understand it right now. Hold on. My guy said, money no longer makes him happy. Let's talk about it. Okay, it is our Lady Y. I even got to change the music. This man says money no longer makes him happy. That's a deep statement, Mr. Smith. And I call myself thinking about that. You understand? Because, you know, I'm an average folk, blue collar. Hold on. Alexa, play Tony Braxton. Thank you. You know, I'm more blue collar. Right. I'm more blue collar. So I'm like, what this man mean? Are you serious? Money will make my day. It wouldn't if you're not happy. If it wouldn't make you happy if you're not living in your truth. Okay, that's all what I got out of that. I want to send out prayers to Mr. Will Smith. You know, I love you. Think about it. Sometimes you got to live in your truth. Right. If money can't make you happy, that money, you could buy it. Think about it, y'all. Now, you could, let me turn Tony down just a spell because y'all know I love Tony. Hey, and it's my song on too. Hey, hold on, because we got to touch bases on that because, see, everybody looking confused and shit. Hold on. This is my cup right here. What she said? Already had your man. Okay, let's go. Get on out of here, because y'all know we love this part right here. But anyway, right, think about it. He must not be living in his happy space, because everybody be thinking, if I get such and such amount of money, me, I just said this the other day, y'all. I said, if I win the lottery, okay, listen, I'm fighting with myself. I said, I ain't going to tell nobody. Then I said, shit, if I don't tell nobody, I'm going to go crazy. I got to tell somebody. And then I said, then I'll be happy. That's what I was thinking the other day till I saw him sitting, you know, in that nice chair looking so debonair and prestige. And you know what I'm saying? That type of fella. When it came out his mouth, I had to think about it. Would you be happy if you had all the money in the world? Because this man has money. He has millions. And he said money no longer makes him happy. Now, this is the question of the day. This is the question of the day. It is our Lady Y. I appreciate you, America, all over the world. Today is Feel Good Friday, and it's your girl. All right, now listen. Question of the weekend. This is our daily question, right? If y'all had all the money in the world, do you think you would be happy? I'm going to answer that for me. I think, yeah, but then again, they always say, money ain't shit without the one you love. Now, see, we missing something. You see what I'm talking about? Did y'all watch these movies? Y'all watch Mahogany and shit? Y'all what? Ladies in the Blue? Anybody seen anything of that? Probably not, y'all. That young crowd. That's okay. I love you. Just go look it up. You know what I'm saying? That Mahogany. You know, with Billy Dee and Diana Ross type shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Go look at them Ross movies. That shit is deep. But anyway, right. You know what I'm saying? Well, everybody say money will make them happy. This man was the first one to ever admit that all the money in the world ain't making him happy right now. So that's why I said I pray for him. I want him to live in his truth, y'all. I want him to do what makes him happy because he's my favorite actor. Baby, listen here, my brother. Okay, bro, as the urban Americans say, listen here, Mike. I wouldn't give a fuck if you took off all your clothes and ran down the street dancing in the goddamn rain. You still gonna be my favorite man. You know what I'm saying? You still gonna be my favorite actor. That's the problem. People need to start living in their truth. You know, because if you don't, you won't be happy. Look at my guy. Made brilliant actor. Got thousands of movies and ain't even happy. We'll talk about that later on. Okay, y'all seen that allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk? Yeah. We'll talk about that later on. And you know they got rumors. Look at all these rumors. Allegedly, talking about he married to somebody else. Somebody said that word on the screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk. Allegedly, and if you marry somebody and you still ain't happy, baby, why would we even get married? But anyway, I knew that was just rumors. I knew that was a lie, right? Because, you know, make it make sense. You know what I'm saying? The math wasn't mathing. That's all what I'm saying. Okay, so I seen on the other day, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk. They had who is this? Logan Paul. Y'all know who I'm talking about, that little young boy. Right, with all that money. Right, uh-huh. All right, so he had a journalist come study him for 5 months. And I guess the journalist, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk, was supposed to be doing a story or something out on him. Okay, well, honey, they got on TMZ, baby. They went neck to neck. Y'all need to look on that. They was arguing and everything. He said, I laughed so hard because this man, you know what? I love y'all Caucasians. Because y'all are embarrassing motherfucker no matter where y'all at. They on national TV, y'all. On TMZ going head to head. Okay, this man, Logan Paul, telling the journalist, I didn't like what you wrote about me. That was not you. You didn't say that. I contact your team several times. Baby, it's juicy, allegedly. Word on the screen, so to speak. A little pillow talk. That's why, listen here. Anybody ever want to try and write my life story? Don't. Okay, all right, don't. All right, I'm going to write it for you. See, I'm going to write my own book, so I'm going to tell y'all what I want in it and what I don't. It is, get more on this story as it develops. Go and check that out on TMZ, baby. It's funny as hell, that's why I'm telling you about it. Okay, more on that story as it develops. Yeah, I'm writing my own book, okay? Our prayers is going out to the Baltimore Bridge, to the people, the civilian who may have lost their lives. To them, to their families, we are praying that we can, you know, help the city pull it together in a quick recovery. I love y'all. It is I, Lady Y, and today is Feel Good Friday, so we just call it Good Friday, if I may. All right, more on that story as it developed, the bridge of Baltimore. Yeah, because they trying to get big cranes to come in and help clean that out. You seen it. I'm sure some of y'all seen it on the news, allegedly. Go on and get your receipts. This is deep. To me, every time I look at it, I want to cry because, you know, probably caught some people off guard and everything. It's just, like I said, our prayers is going off to Baltimore. All the prayer warriors is going that way because that's serious, very serious. All right, more on that story as it develops. Now, did y'all see that football player allegedly in Texas run those cars off the road and jumped out his car and walked away? Allegedly. Luckily, I don't know his name. I know he a football player. Little Chocodile, so to speak. Allegedly. It's on TMZ. Yeah. We was talking about that because, listen, allegedly, ain't that a hit and run? They say the boy hit everybody on the freeway, jumped out his car, and listen, y'all, they said they was racing. And you know what? You know, the famous people can pretty much do anything they want. You see what I'm saying? I wouldn't have never ran from the scene. You know, running from an accident scene. I'm just saying because I love y'all. It is I, Lady Y. Today is Good Friday. Listen. Walking away or run, listen, walking is just like running. Even though the boy walked away from the accident, that's still a hit and run. Okay, he a Chocodile, him and about four of his friends. Nice little football players, girls. Y'all better get on that. More on that story as it develops. Allegedly, all right, it's Good Friday. It is I, Lady Y, and we just recapping the stories of the week, all right? Okay, now let's get into this one right here. I kind of felt like this was kind of, but, you know, we should have been expecting this one right here. We all know that Teyana Taylor, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, little pull talk divorce is getting nasty. Okay, Oman over there with his dates and everything, you know what I'm saying, and the kids seeing the date. And, you know, they saying they got adult sleepovers. I don't know what that about. See, that's you rich people. Okay, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. Okay, you work that out. You work that out with your brain. Because, listen, us blue collars, we don't do sleepovers with grown kids. Okay? I mean, with grown adults. Kids sleep in one room, the adults sleep in the other room. Now, I don't know that this is going on, but I'm saying, listen, Miss Taylor is so concerned that she is having a family therapist come in and talk with the children and Amon, allegedly, word on screen, so it's be a little Pulitzer, needs to stop trying to be spiteful. Oh, he petty, ain't he? He petty. Yeah, he petty. Come on now, boy. P. Hey, why? You didn't want it when you had her, Amon. I know you're not tripping now. You know, because some men, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, little pull talk, be so upset they don't want you when they have you. And when you finally say, I'm done, you know what I'm saying? I can't take this shit. I'm fed up now. They get in their feelings and start acting out. So more on this story as it develops. Yes, I love me some Teyana Taylor. She is a mother. At the end of the day, don't poke the bear. Because the one thing we will wake up for if we've been asleep is our goddamn kids. Oh, okay, it is our lady. Why, you know we don't play with our kids. Okay, and we all know that Miss Teyana has been quiet. She ain't said nothing about Amon. Amon been saying everything he could say. He even opened up the divorce papers, y'all, so we can see shit. Okay, now tell me that ain't bitter and petty. Okay, you want me to start singing again? P, I, okay, tell me that that's not spiteful. Okay, more on that story as it develops. Rumors, so to speak, allegedly. A little pillow talk over there trying to take her through. Boy, they be so mad when it's over, don't they? More on that story as it develops. Now, y'all know we love us some little, let's take a quick little, we're going to take a quick little music break real fast because I'm bumping that Tony and I want y'all to hear something of the song. Hold on now. Y'all know that's my favorite Kardashian. Stop playing with the quit throwing shade. Okay, Lady Y. You know we love our Tay-Tay.
Come back and bring back my smile. Come and take these tears away. I need your arms to hold me now. Nights are so unkind. Bring back those nights when I held you beside me. Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again. Undo this hurt you caused when you walked out the door and walked out of my life.
It is I, Lady Y, and today, baby, is Feel Good Friday. We just gonna call that Good Friday. Go ahead, so we gonna let our beautiful Tony take us into a nice little intermission. Okay, don't let him break your heart. Now back to Terry Spelling. Baby, let me tell you something. If I ever get married, okay, and you know, things don't work out and we have to have a divorce and I have to get savvy and I'm on the radio, okay? Just know that I'm going to do it just the way Terry Spelling did her husband, Dean, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. A little pull up talk. Oh, yeah. She called him at home, right? And dropped the bomb. He thought everything was all right. She called him. She was like, hello, husband. He was like, yes, wife. She was like, what are you doing? He was like, nothing. She was like, guess what? He was like, what? She was like, I want a divorce. Okay. All right. She dropped the bomb right in his lap. And of course, we couldn't hear what he was saying because, you know, that's like suing. You can't record people without them knowing and all that, you know, good stuff. You know, it's rules and regulations to the humiliation. You understand what I'm saying? It is I, Lady Y. Yes, baby. She called and dropped the bomb on his ass. She called him. He was at the house. Okay. And she was like, look, her husband, time is up. Okay. Good luck. We had a good run. Now it's time to have some fun. Now, let me tell you, by no means am I promoting breakups. By no means am I promoting divorce. Y'all know I always say two is always better than one. That's my motto. I can't help it if I never found my two. Okay, I'm not mad about that. You probably had a fountain too. Okay, well, record show, they've been together for a long time. And, you know, it's things behind that story. It's things behind that. Allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk. Yes, today is Feel Good Friday. It is Our Lady Y. And it's going down today now. Okay. All right. We're going to skip that because I'm going to get back to it. We're going to get into this, right? Because I got something that's going to take a minute, you know. So, and all of it ties into one. Let's get into the I'll Be Sure clapbacks writing to the public on how he wants his son back. Some public figures, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk is a little spectacle. Because we saying, Albie, you know, you should have been talking to your son on the DL. The public shouldn't know what's going on in your backyard. That's private. You probably embarrassing him anyway now. Because think, he got a lot going on over here with old boy shit. Wasn't he one of the children that they pulled out the house? I mean, right now, he could be mentally, you know, messed up mentally. You know what I'm saying? He's not thinking about that right now, Dad. So pump your brakes, hold on, and let him come to you. I mean, you know, because kids is funny style. How we know he feeling like you ain't never came for him before? It could be a lot. It's a lot of layers to kids and sons and fathers and, you know, emotional trauma. It could be a lot going on. You got to sit back though, daddy-o, and let him come to you whenever, you know, he ready, yo. Don't be pushing, you know what I'm saying? Because he going through a lot right now, and you pushing is just it's doing extra, okay? To be honest with you, it's doing extra. He already in the public light already with his stepfather's shenanigans. And now here come pops with his shenanigans. Pipe down, as the kids would say. Pump your brakes, pipe down, relax, and let him come to you when he needs you. You just be ready and don't ask no questions yet. Let him tell you about whatever it is. I know it's hard, but as parents, we got to do the hard shit. That's what it is. That's what it is. Hey. All right, in other news today, our beautiful chocolate Lizzo. What's wrong with Lizzo, Lady Y? It is I, Lady Y. Today is Feel Good Friday, and we're going to call it Good Friday. Lizzo is upset. She says she's thinking about quitting music altogether because she is tired of getting bullied, allegedly. Word on the screen, so to speak. A little pillow talk. She's sick of y'all bullying her about her weight. Now, that's not nice. My grandmama used to always say, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, you fucking Satans, don't say nothing at all. So y'all real big and bad around this internet. I'm telling you behind the internet walls. I'm telling you, some of y'all let that internet writer check y'all ass can cash all the time. Lizzo, don't go nowhere. Continue on making it your records. They always going to want somebody to pick on. Baby girl, I can't wait till I get up there. They could pick all they want. Mm-hmm. Pick me to the bank. Oh, it is I, Lady Y. Today is Good Friday all around the world. All around the world. It's your girl. All right, Lady Y. So let's get in it. We was talking about, because everything ties in together. We was talking about Meek Mills, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk. He admitted to sleeping with, they said, the screen is talking now. They said he admitted to sleeping with Puffy in one of his rap lyrics. You know, when he was rapping back in the days. Okay. All right. Puffy them is all upset. Right. The Puffy camp is upset because they said the feds, the FBI, allegedly, went on screen, so to speak, a little pull it off, was doing excessive force when they came in and raided into their house. Well, let me explain, okay, from a lady that, you know, seen things and heard things on the streets, okay, is I, Lady Y. Listen, they don't come in nice. They come in rough, sweetie. That's how they come in. That's why they call them the feds. You ain't even had a regular police come for you. The regular police would have fucked your shit up too. But the feds are supposed to shake it around. And now, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, they got inside footage showing how the feds came in and quote unquote was aggressive towards the kids. Well, they got to make sure they, you know what I'm saying, are not harmed in the process of raiding your home. That's why it's called a goddamn raid. It's not supposed to come in a little bo peep. They're supposed to come in rough. Some of them be coming in while your ass asleep. They did you a courtesy and came in the afternoon. Okay, word on the streets, they come in at the battle ram come in at 6 a.m. The battle ram. Hold on, music break, music break. If you ask me, I should never breathe again. Listen, if you ask me, Puffy, it is I, Lady Y, allegedly. If you ask me, they did you a common courtesy. They came in your house in the afternoon when everybody should have been up and in motion. If you wasn't up at 12, shame on you. But that's the rich folks, girl. That's what they do. It is I, Lady Y. Today is Feel Good Friday. Yeah. So they got footage, allegedly. This is what the streets are saying. Allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pull-up talk. They had a little hidden camera somewhere. So they got footage. And then this is the thing with me, y'all. If I did have footage, if I had some type of leverage. See, everybody is moving too fast in the Puffy camp. I'm going to tell y'all moving too fast. Because if y'all would have been looking at TMZ, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pull-up talk. Listen. If y'all would have been watching TMZ, y'all would have been knowing how to move. TMZ said the feds got to build the case towards him. And they had certain amount of time to do it. You ain't supposed to play your hand. I wouldn't even have leaked them tapes that I had, evidence showing they going in the house doing excessive force. I wouldn't have leaked that shit yet. I'll sit back and wait and see if they had something on me first. And then, bam, hit them with my leverage. You see what I'm saying? Right. He up here playing his hand too fast. Now they're able to, you know what I'm saying, build a case if they want to, allegedly, and make sure they little case get dismissed because you weren't supposed to have no cameras in the house. They thought they disarmed everything. But somewhere they didn't. Okay? Somewhere along the lines they did. Listen, people houses is high tech over here in California, or especially over there in Florida. So, you know, they had all type of, you know what I'm saying, in-home security. That could have been, that footage that was leaked of them showing excessive force could have been a ring, what's it called? What's them ring cameras? Could have been a ring camera. It could have been a light bulb camera inside the house. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, America. They have light bulb cameras. Y'all didn't know that? Oh, it is I, Lady Y. Right, right. They had many ways they should have said it. I just want to tell the Puffy camp, slow down, be quiet, kick back. You got to worry about what the feds might have against you. Just like TMZ say, they have to build a case. Just because they got a warrant to go in this house, they got one, right? They got something. But it probably wasn't that bad. You showing your hand too fast, Slick. Slow down. I would. I'm just saying. Then ain't no lawyers told you that. All right. And did y'all hear? Okay. All right. And here's another story. All right. Allegedly. Word on screen. So sweet. A little pull-up talk. The truth behind Bishop T.J. Jakes is being exposed as a power bottom at Diddy's freak parties. Lord, did y'all know that? Allegedly. Word on the screen. So to speak. A little pull-up talk. Okay. All right, they say a man is coming out because, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pull-up talk. They said a young man is coming out accusing Mr. Jakes of doing some awful things. He's going to sue him, and he's saying that it happened when he was 14. Now, more on this story as it develops. Baby, we got to be careful around here with the church house. I'm telling you, it's something else. It looks like they got demons taking up space inside God's area. You got to be careful around here. Right. And they also had, last week, it was a funeral for a predominant preacher. Well, allegedly, word on screen, so speak a little pull-up talk. All the predominant people showed up to the man's funeral, just to find out, allegedly, word on screen, so speak a little pull-up talk, that the preacher was gay, y'all. Allegedly, was bisexual. Nope, he was gay all the way. Right, right, because his lover stood up there and gave a beautiful, right, eulogy, or you know, a beautiful speech, a beautiful passing speech, okay, about his lover. It was very respectful. It wasn't nothing disrespectful, but certain people didn't know. You know, of other reverends and everything, they didn't know that the preacher was gay. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a lot going on in that church house, and to each his own. But let's just be real with it. Things is happening, and as long as you let people know what's going on and give them that right to choose or whether they still want to be there or go, you know, get teachings from someone else, you're fine. That's what I say. Okay, yes, today is Feel Good Friday, and we call it a Good Friday all over the world, okay? Did I say RIP to Lou Gossett Jr., Oscar Award-winning actor? Yes, he passed this week at 87 years old. That's sad. Our condolences goes out to him and his family. We have a lot going on out here in this Hollywood, okay? But for us, today is Good Friday. I want you to do whatever makes you feel good today. Happy birthday to anybody who has a birthday today. Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And happy anniversary to the lovers. Okay, I appreciate you that's been together with your wife or your husband 20-some years, 15-some years, 10-some years, 30-some years, 40-some years, baby. And we're starting to see them coming out, y'all. They're living longer. Have you seen our older people? I seen one beautiful lady. That's why I say happy birthday to all the beautiful golden ones. When I say golden ones, I mean seniors. Okay, you've been seeing them. They've been living a little long time now. Okay, with the right, they're doing the right thing. Health is the new wealth out here today. I just wanted to say that. Keep your eyes on your families. Love the ones that love on you. Okay, don't put yourself in those scary situations today because it is Friday. Okay, it is a beautiful Friday. I might say, well, why you say it's beautiful? It's raining outside. It's raining outside, but God damn it, it's beautiful on the inside. That's all what I can say today. It is Lady Y. I appreciate y'all being here. I understand you could be anywhere else in the world, but you choose to be here with your girl. Okay, and I'll get back on this. Today is Friday. Tomorrow is family day. It's Saturday, right? It's Saturday. Yeah, I'll be back on for you tomorrow on Saturday. All right, peace and love. Mwah. I'm out. I'm going to give you a little bit of Tony before we get on out of here. Yeah, honey. If I was him, I wouldn't even move. Hold on, y'all.